Okay then. How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Tarsa calling strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports, and today we're reviewing what's going on in the Athletic as a new rule going with Major League Baseball. The problem being is that pitchers are no longer using just the standard substance such as pine tar to doctor the ball. Doctoring the ball has been going on since the beginning of baseball. Everyone's superstitious. It started with the spitball, that was banned. Doctoring the ball's always been banned, but what's going on is there's complaints that fielders are feeling that there's super glue on the ball. Pitcher spin rate is at an all-time high. Some people say that mediocre pitchers are doing good to great. And then, well, it's not pine tar anymore. The number one substance being talked about right now is this stuff called spider tack. And this could be purchased by anybody. It's not like this chemical that needs to be from a chemist. So what we have here is Joe West told The Athletic, this is rule 6.02C7. And I'm going to explain what this says, and I'm going to sum this up. So umpires will be able to check starting pitchers at least twice a game and relief pitchers at least once. Checks will be done as pitchers come off the mound after an inning has ended or a pitching change has been made, in other words, during commercial breaks. If an umpire believes a pitcher is using a substance, he'll be encouraged to check the pitcher during the inning. Umpires can check the fingers, skin, hats, gloves, belts, and any other parts of the uniform. If substances are found, the pitcher's ejected, and his equipment and/or uniform is confiscated, and on-site there'll be a major league authenticator. Umpires will be instructed to check a position player's glove if they believe he is doctoring the ball for the pitcher. And if you didn't know this, there's a lot of times commonly in the rain. There's sometimes where, guys use pine tar for the bat, they go all the way to the barrel. And sometimes when they lean on their shoulder, the pine tar actually stains the uniform and leaves a big glob. The guy that comes across my mind is Martin Prado. And there's actually stories where I've heard that he would take some from his hand, put on the ball, and it would be just to help get him a little bit of grip. But this isn't pine tar we're talking about anymore. This is spider tack. But I mean, anyways, there's a lot of people that have just hated this substance, the hat, the belt, and they're actually going to probably add probably players' equipment, because if you remember David Cone, the catcher had on his shin guards, he would just, if this is my shin, you would just wipe the ball and then throw it back to the pitcher. So there's a lot of people that are worried about that this is going to make the game longer, particularly the National League games, because of, the double switch and everything else. But if there's two things I have to argue with that. Number one, if a guy is going like this the whole game and you see something brown or shiny, then guess what? It doesn't matter if it's Vaseline, if it's not rosin or sunscreen, they're going to just say, hey, check it out or whatever. This all started when Joe West said, dude, just switch your hat for me. And of course, there is that big uproar. There's been already a number of minor league players that have been ejected and suspended. So they're already going about releasing this mid-season, which is something that doesn't happen often. But, catastrophic times, catastrophic measures, and that's where we are today. So if there's nothing out of the ordinary, if a relief pitcher, let's say, checks off that, I can imagine there's either another umpire that they could hire, whatever, or the umpire closest to their dugout just kind of goes, you ever go to a venue and they're just like, hey man, let's just check. It's like, okay, that. Pat you down real quick. Okay, see ya, hit the shower. That's it. I think this is going to be easy. And if you see a guy going like, itching the hat, you know what I mean, at the belt, or he's just, playing with the ball too much, the umpire just be like, all right, man, what the hell's going on? Okay, see ya. I think this is going to be something easy, and I don't think this is an MLB cover-up. I think what they're doing is right. Because once again, there's some people that say baseball polices itself. And then there's some people where it's like, you know what? It's okay. It's fine. What's the worst that could happen? Well, right now, this is the worst that could happen. Because if you're a pitcher, you love that you could just get away with it, because guess what? you're not going to rat on a guy while everyone in your bullpen is using a substance. Doesn't matter if it's pine tar, doesn't matter if it's spider tack. But again, when Trevor Bauer and other people are saying, oh, they've hired chemists, oh, they've had these substances, oh, we've tried out things, oh, if I didn't have morals, coulda, shoulda, woulda, and what if? Well, this was essentially inevitable. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I could get a couple of people on the show and discuss what they think about this. There's some people that know the game of baseball, and there's some people that, they don't know it as much as other people do, but it would be nice just to have some non-biased opinions. And we'll see how it goes. So once again, everybody, this is AJ Torres from Calling Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports, and we'll see you next time. Have a good one.